And we continue on today's KCII PM sports page. It's now time for our cross-country Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Kyoto's Turner Klein. Turner, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So, Turner, before we get into a lot of stuff, let's kind of look at the cross-country season as a whole. Of course, you've had plenty of good finishes. I was at that home meet over in Lagos Acres. You had a runner-up finish there. Just a great season overall for yourself, maybe as a team. What's kind of your overall outlook thus far this season?
Well, for our team, I think we're doing good. I mean, we got a lot of runners. We got some new faces this year. We had some people that moved or went out for other sports this year, and that's cool. I think our team's really gotten to know each other really well, which is awesome to have a team that's all friendly and, you know, just good kids and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And with that in mind, what were some team goals coming into the year that your team wants to accomplish?
Well, some team goals are definitely, we don't have enough people at Kyoto to put a team in state. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our team goals are just general to, like, work hard and practice and through the team improve individually. Like, get better times. And
very good. And then personal-wise, of course, you made the state meet a year ago. I'm sure it has something to do with it. But a personal goal that you set out for this season?
Well, a personal goal I set out for this season, I want to make it back to state. I want to repeat there. And last year, I think I had like 33rd or something to state. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do a little better than that. Mm-hmm. I was hoping 20-something realistically. And, yeah, that's one of my goals for the season.
Well, you really moved into my next question. Being there a year ago, having the experience, how can that fuel you for this year and how can that help you in which you hope to get back to that state meet?
Well, you know, I know my race, I know my style of racing, and I know what a good feeling it is to get to that state meet. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I want to go back there. I was really happy with myself last year because I got there and I felt like I performed pretty well. And it's just cool to get to a state in a sport and say, hey, I'm the 33rd best cross-country runner in 1A state in the whole state of Iowa. It's just cool to have that achievement under your belt.
Mm-hmm. Well, Turner, you mentioned you know your style. You know what kind of runner you are. With that in mind, what's your ideal course? Do you like hilly ones? What kind of course do you really like? And you're specifically, what's your favorite course?
My favorite course has to be Kyoto, just because I run there a lot for practice, and I don't like a lot of hills personally.
I don't blame you. It's probably not many that do.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. I mean, I'd rather have short hills and short and steep than gradual hills. I think gradual hills just really kill my legs. And yeah, I don't enjoy hills a lot, but everyone has the same course. That's what they say.
Well, Turner, let's talk about your coach, Tanner McClanahan. He's coaches obviously a couple sports at Kyoto. Talked to him numerous times. What do you like about his style that he brings to the Kyoto cross country team?
Well, you know, I like Tanner because he definitely knows what he's talking about. I mean, he puts in a lot of hours off the clock just doing stuff like scouting the opponents, scouting the course, and he knows what type of lifts you should do to get certain muscles. He's really knowledgeable about being a coach.
Mm-hmm. Branching out from cross country, you're also involved in basketball and track. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I'd say track because I do better in track, but I really enjoy playing basketball.
Yeah. What about the game makes you love it? Is it just something that you've always been around and you just enjoy?
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I like shooting hoops and getting out there. And there's definitely a good team mentality when it comes to basketball. That's good, too.
Well, Turner, as we've mentioned, you are a senior. This is your final go-around. You have plenty of time to really decide, but have you thought about what the future plans is after graduation?
You know, I'm not sure what college I'm going to yet. I think I'm going to do something in a diet and, like, nutrition study, something about that. I think that'd be a really cool career to pursue.
Sure. What about it inspired you to want to go that route?
I don't know. There's plenty of job demand, and I've always been interested in that. And it'd be cool to, like, work for a professional sports team or a semi-professional sports team. And it just seems like something that I could have fun doing and do it as a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, moving on, let's look at free time when you're not running, when you're not participating in the other sports. What do you like to do in that free time?
You know, I like to hang out with my friends a lot. I've recently gotten into fishing, and so I'll go fishing a lot. And I'll shoot a lot of hoops, you know, and spend time with my family, and running, I guess.
What do you usually fish for?
I fish for bass. I'm a bass fisherman.
Where's the best place around to go to?
You know, I really like fishing at Belvedere. Belvedere's a
sure
fish.
Very good. Well, last question before I let you go, Turner. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
Well, I'd say a real core value of mine would be respect. I might not be perfect in this aspect, but I try and show respect to all the people that, you know, that care about me and stuff. So I try and always say thank you to people who are interested in my well-being and that type of stuff. And, you know, you also got to respect the people who aren't. So you got to respect people's opinions, even though you might not agree with them and stuff like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Turner, it's been fun talking to you. Congratulations once again on the honor, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kyoto's Turner Klein joining us as this week's Cross Country Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Great start to the senior season for Turner Klein as he looks to get back to that state meet. Best of luck to him. Hopefully he's able to do so. Best of luck the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCIIPM sports page right after this.